When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
There's no business like show business, a wise man was heard to say. The star comes first, then the leading man, then the actors in the play. There are no comics like low comics who finally make the grade. But recall, sweethearts, all the phony starts and the lousy parts they played.
If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start at the bottom of the bunch.
You gotta know the joke about the farmer's daughter, then take it in the kisser with the soda water.
If you wanna be a burlesque comic, it's basic training for you to take a punch.
You gotta roll your eyes and make a funny face, and do a take and holler, this must be the place.
If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start from the bottom. If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start from the bottom of the bunch.
It doesn't matter if the jokes are clean or shady, make fun of anybody, even your old lady.
What's the difference if she's someone's mother? She's the straight guy who ought to know her part.
She raised you from an infant, and she's kind and sweet, but does she know the way to get to Flugel Street?
If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start from the bottom up.
A dancer wears a safety pin to keep her tight up.
A top banana's gotta wear a nose that lights up.
You may want to imitate Noel Coward. You'll get more laughs by saying, what the hey?
We hardly find a drawing room a source of mirth, but put us in a bedroom or an upper berth. If you wanna be a top banana, you gotta start from the bottom. I think we got 'em. Start from the bottom.
Well, if you wanna learn how to be a top banana, to be an absolute ace in the comedy game, you couldn't do much better than listen to those three practitioners. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And you just heard the song Top Banana, Words and Music, by Johnny Mercer from the 1951 musical, rendered by three of the funniest people I know, Mary Testa, David Costable, and Vianne Cox. And those three gems of the Broadway stage joined me this past Sunday, July 29th, at Guild Hall in East Hampton for the second of our Broadway to Main Street concerts called Comedy Tonight. And we were able to feature some of the best comedy songs ever written for the Broadway stage, performed by this vibrant, idiosyncratic, and wonderful cast. So I want to share with you some of those highlights of that show, which was very well attended, very enthusiastically embraced by our local audience. So thank you, all of you who came, and use that as a transition to let you know about our third and final Broadway to Main Street concert on Sunday, August 12th at 7:30, which is called Mr. Gershwin Goes to Washington, A Presidential Satire. We'll talk a little more about that as we go, but mark that in your consciousness because you may be laughing so hard in the next 57 and a half minutes that you won't have written anything down, but I'll make sure you do. All right, let's look at the kind of boisterous burlesque vaudeville tradition that was reined in by some of Broadway's greatest craftsmen from the songwriting side of the fence. Here's a wonderful early song from 1929 by Cole Porter called 50 Million Frenchmen. The show is called 50 Million Frenchmen. The show is I'm Unlucky at Gambling, and the wonderful, boisterous Mary Testa rendered it so hilariously in our concert.
I went to Monte Carlo the other day. I went to Monte Carlo to have some play. I went to Monte Carlo and straight away. I went and fell in love with the croupier. The croupier advised me to back the red. The croupier was handsome. I lost my head. And when the game was over and love was dead, I realized I'd played on the black instead. For I'm unlucky at gambling, and I'm unlucky in love. Why should I go on scrambling to get in heaven above? It's bad enough to lose your purse, but when you lose your heart, it's even worse. I'm unlucky at gambling, and I'm unlucky in love. I took the croupier to a picture show. I took the croupier to a picture show. And though I cuddled close when the lights were low, the croupier impressed me as rather slow. I said, I like John Gilbert a lot, don't you? I said, I like John Gilbert a lot, don't you? He didn't answer, but when the show was through, I realized that he liked John Gilbert too. For I'm unlucky at gambling, and I'm unlucky in love. Why should I go on scrambling to get in heaven above? It's bad enough to lose your purse, but when you lose your heart, it's even worse. Oh, I'm unlucky at gambling.
Mary Testa with an early Cole Porter favorite. The score to Finian's Rainbow was written by Burton Lane, who wrote the music, and E.Y. Yip Harburg, who wrote the incandescent lyrics. Now, Yip got his interest in the English language and its twists and turns from the boy who sat in front of him in grammar school. And since Harburg was an H, the boy who sat in front of him was a G, and that was Ira Gershwin. Now, for Finian's Rainbow, Harburg was puckish enough, shall we say, to put a leprechaun into the show. And this is a famous song that Stephen Sondheim thinks is one of the great comedy songs of all time, and I agree. When our leprechaun Og makes the transition into humanity and discovers the joy of sex. Sex without the guilt. And here's David Costable to render it for us live from Comedy Tonight.
Susan, I feel this frenzy for you. Is this what it's like to be mortal? Well, I'm beginning to like it. Oh, my heart is beating wildly, and it's all because you're here. When I'm not near the girl I love, I love the girl I'm near. Every femme that flutters by me is a flame that must be fanned. When I can fondle the hand I'm fond of, I fondle the hand at hand. My heart's in a pickle, it's constantly fickle, and not too particle, I fear. When I'm not near the girl I love, I love the girl I'm near. What if they're tall and tender? What if they're small and slender? Long as they've got that gender, I surrender. Always I can't refuse, always my feet pursues, long as I've got a bosom, I woos, I'm confessing a confession, and I hope I'm not verbose when I'm not close to the kiss that I cling to. I cling to the kiss that's close. As I'm more and more a mortal, I am more and more a case when I'm not facing the face that I fancy. I fancy the face I face. For Sharon, I'm caring, but Susan, I'm choosing. I'm faithful to who's in is here when I'm not near the girl I love. I love a girl I'm near.
That was David Costable live from our Comedy Tonight concert with the able fingers of David Gaines on the 88s, our wonderful music director. Well, Yip Harburg wrote the lyrics to Finian's Rainbow and the lyrics to April in Paris, but he did not write the lyrics to our next song, even though it's obviously inspired by April in Paris. This is a song written by Murray Grand for New Faces of 1956, and the review stage could always be counted upon in the 20s, 30s, 40s, into the 50s to give us really wonderful, witty specialty numbers. And here's the witty special, V.N. Cox, to serve up the baked Alaska that is known as April in Fairbanks.
Autumn in New York and April in Paris are no longer chic. Winters in Mallorca and summers in Capri are gone, so to speak. The people who have the wherewithal have found a new place to have a ball. They've deserted the Champs-Élysées. The Piazza d'Espagna is no longer gay. They say their thanks for Fairbanks, Alaska. April in Fairbanks, there's nothing more appealing. You feel your blood congealing in April in Fairbanks. Bright Arctic moonlight illuminates the ice floes, and everybody's breath shows in Fairbanks. You've never known the charm of spring until you've heard a walrus sighing. The air is perfumed with the smell of blubber frying. April in Fairbanks, you'll suddenly discover a polar bear's your lover in Fairbanks. Heavenly weather will turn your skin to leather and lock your jaw together in what is it? Oh. North Polar breezes will sing you a cadenza and bring you influenza in April. I'll leave the Riviera to the fools who want a fancy palace. Give me an igloo and the aurora borealis. April in Fairbanks, I simply can't believe it. I know I'll never leave it alive this April.
Now, let's move back to the 1930s. Hiring both Ethel Merman and Burt Lahr for one musical would seem to be an embarrassment of musical comedy riches. But that's exactly what happened when they were teamed for Du Barry Was a Lady with a great score by Cole Porter in 1939, a show that was successful enough to run into the 1940s. Now, Merman and Lahr were not the best of buddies offstage, particularly. There was a little tension when Lahr hot off his success in The Wizard of Oz, demanded top billing. But they were very different personalities. Merman was the eternal optimist, and Burt Lahr was the eternal pessimist, or almost dysfunctionally neurotic. Merman thought Lahr the most talented and most insecure actor she ever worked with. "He's his own worst enemy," she said. And Lahr, for his part, thought Merman was a great performer. "But she's tough," he said. "She never looks at you on stage." Well, still they managed to work it out for 408 performances. And here's David Costable and Mary Testa channeling their genius.
"We're two of a kind, all right.
Partners.
Through thick or thin.
Night or day.
Right or wrong.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you never need a pal, I'm your gal." That's ever.
"If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blend ship. When all the friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot. A lot, a lot, a lot of dick.
If you ever lose your way, come to me.
If you ever make a flop, call for pop.
If you ever take a boat and get lost at sea, write to me.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blend ship. When all the friendships have been forget, ours will still be hit. A lot, a lot, a lot of chuck, chuck, chuck.
If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
Ding, 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 ding. If you ever catch on fire, send a wire.
If you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borry mine.
No thanks. It's friendship,
friendship, just a perfect blend ship. When other friendships have ceased to gel, ours will still be swell. A lot, a lot, a lot of chug, chug, chug.
A lot, a lot, a lot of dig, dig, dig.
A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
Good evening, friends.
Oh, do one more. Come on, more, more, more. Do another one.
More?
Yeah, I want another one.
One more time.
Another one.
Okay.
Don't you want another one? Come on.
If they ever black your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blend ship. When other friendships go up in smoke, ours will still be oak.
A lot, a lot, a lot of chuck, chuck, chuck.
Quack, quack, quack.
A tweet, tweet, tweet.
A push, push, push.
A give, give, give.
A go, go, go.
Clock, clock, clock.
A woof, woof, woof.
A pack, pack, pack.
A put, put, put.
A hip, hip, hip.
When other friendships go up in smoke, ours will still be oak.
Woof, woof, woof.
No, don't do that anymore.
Duets in the musical theater are often great vehicles for comedy because you get two opposite and or alternating personalities. Our next great duet comes from MAME, that 1966 adaptation by Jerry Herman of Auntie MAME, and it starred Angela Lansbury. It was the first time she really had a starring vehicle. She had her name over the title. It was very important for her, and she worked so hard to get the lead that she came, flew in from the West Coast three separate times to audition for the producers. Now, there was a little bit of a conflict because the director, Gene Sachs, was married to the wonderful comedian Beatrice Arthur, who had just come off a major success in Fiddler on the Roof. And when they were wrestling about whether or not to hire Angela Lansbury to play Mame, Arthur's name obviously came up. And Sachs was torn between the harmony of his home life and the success of his professional life, but he ultimately voted for Lansbury to play the starring part. He reasonably suggested that Bea Arthur would be even better for the supporting role of Vera Charles, who's an inebriated actress with a sharp tongue. Now, this notion provoked some tense moments around the Sachs household, no doubt, but Bea Arthur eventually agreed to play Vera. And after the casting was announced, Bea Arthur went around telling people, "You know, the real name of the show is Vera. The only reason they changed the name was because Jerry Herman couldn't think of a rhyme for it. Steve Sondheim could have." Here's V.N. Cox and Mary Testa from Maine.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will sit down
again. I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting,
though often my frank observation might scald. I've been meaning to tell you for years you should keep your hair natural like mine.
If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald. But darling,
we'll always be dear companions,
my crony,
my mate.
We'll always be harmonizing,
Orphan Annie and Sandy,
like Amos and Andy.
If I say that your sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's only that who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth.
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, Mame, pull in your claws, it's simply that who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws.
I feel it's my duty to tell you it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be Peg of My Heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
Well, how old do you think?
I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But, sweetie, I'll always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, remember that who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are.
Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and forsooth. Remember that who else but a bosom buddy will sit down.
Oh,
I say let's pool our money together and do a revival of MAME with Mary and Vianne. Okay, now we'll turn to Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye did everything he could to make it big in show business. He did summer camp shows, he did vaudeville, he did reviews, he did nightclubs, and finally he hit it big in 1941 with a wartime musical called Let's Face It, with a score by Cole Porter. He was such a big star that he was beckoned to the front table of Lindy's Delicatessen by none other than Eddie Cantor, who sat at the very exalted, important front table. And the owner of Lindy's, Leo Lindy, was so blown away by this meeting of two generations of great comedians that he went around from table to table and pointed out Kaye and Cantor and said to his customers, "Look, for free!" Well, you get it almost for free on the airwaves. Here's David Costable singing the song that turned Danny Kaye into a star.
My buddies all tell me selectees are expected by ladies to nectees. I could talk about love, and why not? But believe me, it wouldn't be so hot. So let's talk about frogs, let's talk about toads, let's try to solve the riddle why chickens cross roads. Let's talk about games, let's talk about sports, let's have a big debate about ladies in shorts. Let's check on the veracity of Barrymore's babacity and why his drink capacity should get so much publicity. Let's even have a huddle over Harvard University, but let's not talk about love. Let's wish him good luck, let's wish him more power, that Fiorella fella my favorite flower. Let's curse the old guard or Hamilton fish. Forgive me, dear, if fish is your favorite dish. Let's write a tune that's playable, a ditty swing and swayable, or say what's ever sayable about the Tower of Babel. Let's cheer for the career of Itty Bitty Betty Crayable, but let's not talk about love. Let's talk about drugs, let's talk about dope, let's try to picture Paramount minus Bob Hope. Let's start a new dance, let's try a new step, or investigate the cause of Mrs. Roosevelt's death. Why not discuss, my dearie, the life of Wallace Beery, or bring a Jeroboam on and write in drunken poem on timidity, stupidity, solidity, frigidity, avidity, turbidity, Manhattan and vicinity, fatality, morality, legality, neutrality, reality, orality, or southern hospitality, verbosity, verbosity, I'm losing my velocity. But let's not talk about love!
A fine hand for a lively live performance by David Costable in our Comedy Tonight concert last week in July 29th at Guildhall in East Hampton. Hi, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on Peconic Public Broadcasting. And if you enjoy that live aspect of musical theater, certainly that live aspect of musical comedy, where you want to be in a room with 200-300 other people to make you laugh, I hope you will come to see our final, and I think in many ways our most polished and elegant, Broadway to Main Street live concert this summer. It's Sunday, August 12th at 7:30 p.m. at Guildhall in East Hampton, and it's called Mr. Gershwin Goes to Washington, a Presidential Satire. And what we've done is we've taken all the great political songs written by George and Ira Gershwin for Of the I Sing, Strike Up the Band, Let Him Eat Cake, and we've sort of put them together into, I don't know, what would I call it, a sort of meet the press for fictional musical comedy characters. And you'll hear great songs like Love is Sweeping the Country, Who Cares, Strike Up the Band, all the great, great Gershwin hits and a lot of interesting ones you may not know. And our cast is just, knocking it out of the ballpark. We have three-time Tony nominee Mark Kudish, a wonderful soprano from the Metropolitan Opera named Anne Carolyn Bird, upcoming star named Emily Swallow, Tony nominee David Garrison, whom you'll hear in a second, and I'm pleased to announce, we will do it for the first time on the air, that our host for the evening will be none other than WPPB's own Bonnie Grice. That's right, she's going to turn the whole show into a conversation at the Gershwin Cafe. And if you don't know this material, you should. If you're a musical theater fan, it's essential reading, as they say. So check out theatermania.com or the box office at Guildhall, 866-811-4111. And we're going to hear David Garrison, who's actually in the show, in a version that he did for Sony in 19... 19- golly, when was it, 1987, of Letting Me Cake. And I love this song because it shows that the Gershwins were prescient enough to be interested in the Occupy movement some, I don't know, 75, 80 years before it actually happened. So here's David Garrison, who will be appearing live and playing a million roles in our Mr. Gershwin concert. And here's a recording he did of a song called Union Square.
Conditions as they are cannot go very far. The world must move, and I am here to move it. The brotherhood of man is crying for a plan. So here's my plan. I know you can't improve it.
Conditions as they are cannot go very far.
Down with one and one make two. Down with everything in view. Down with all majorities. Likewise all minorities. Down with you and you and you.
Down with one and two make three. Down with all of us as he.
Somehow I abominate everything you nominate.
Everything from me.
That's the torch we're going to get the flame from. If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from? If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
Let's tear down the House of Morgan.
House of Morgan.
Let's burn up the Roxy Organ.
Roxy Organ.
Down with Curry and McCooey.
And McCooey.
Down with Chow Mein and Chop Suey.
And Chop Suey.
Down with music by Stravinsky.
By Stravinsky.
Down with shows except by Minsky.
Minsky.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up.
When it's down with everything that's up.
Down with books by Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky.
Down with Boris Tomaszewski.
Tomaszewski.
Down with Balzac. Down with Zola.
Down with Zola.
Down with pianists who play Nola. Down with all the upper classes.
Upper classes.
Might as well include the masses.
The masses.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up.
When it's down with everything that's up.
So down with this and down with that and down with everything in view. The hell with this, the hell with that, the hell with you and you and you.
The hell with you.
The hell with you.
The hell with you.
The hell with you
and you and you and you.
Officer Gilhooly.
Our hearts are in communion when we gather down on Union Square. I hope when whiskers are the shaven, one can always find a haven there. I hope though some may prefer the charming goddess, though some seem the dainties of today's, so because
That was David Garrison performing one of the Gershwin's more piquant and resonant political songs of the 1930s. And if you want to come to Guild Hall on Sunday, August 12th at 7:30, you will hear David Garrison sing that song live as a part of our Mr. Gershwin Goes to Washington concert, a presidential satire featuring David and Mark Kudish and Anne Carolyn Bird and Emily Swallow, and hosted by WPPB's own Bonnie Grice. So, Heidi Hentz, you can call the box office at 866-811-4111. Well, when it comes to Broadway classics, there are few shows that work quite as well in the musical comedy vein as Wonderful Town, with a great score by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Comden and Green, directed by George Abbott. And here is one of the classic songs from that, originally performed by Rosalind Russell, perhaps the very first non-singing star on Broadway, in 1953, and beautifully rendered by Mary Testa, 100 Ways to Lose a Man.
Get Ruth Sherwood's new bestseller, 100 Easy Ways to Lose a Man. Chapter 1. Now the first way to lose a man. You've met a charming fellow and you're out for a spin. The motor fails and he just wears a helpless grin. Don't bat your eyes and say, what a romantic spot we're in. Just leap out, crawl under the car, tell him it's the gasket, and fix it in 2 seconds flat with a bobby pin. That's a good way to lose a man. He takes you to the baseball game, you sit knee to knee. He says, the next man up at bat will bunt, you'll see. Don't say, ew, what's a bunt? This game's too hard for little me. Just say, bunt, are you nuts? With no outs and two men on base and a left-handed batter coming up, he'll walk right into a triple play just like it happened in the fifth game of the World Series in 1923. That's a sure way to lose a man. A sure, 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 sure way to lose a man. A splendid way to lose a man. Just throw your knowledge in his face. He'll never try for second base. 98 ways to go. The third way to lose a man. The lifeguard at the beach that all the girlies adore swims bravely out to save you through the ocean's roar. Don't say, oh, thanks, I would have drowned in just 1 second more. Just push his head under the water and yell, last one in to rotten egg, and race him back to the shore. That's a swell way to lose a man. You found your perfect mate, and it's been love from the start. He whispers, you're the one to who I give my heart. Don't say, I love you too, my dear. Let's never, never part. Just say, I'm afraid you've made a grammatical error. It's not to who I give my heart. It's to whom I give my heart. You see, with the use of the preposition to, who becomes the indirect object, making the use of whom imperative, which I can easily show you by drawing a simple chart. That's a fine way to lose a man. A fine, 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 fine way to lose a man. A dandy way to lose a man. Just be more well-informed than he. You'll never hear, oh, promise me. Just show him where his grammar errs. Then mark your towels hers and hers. Yes, girls, you too can lose your man if you will use Ruth Sherwood's plan. 100 easy ways to lose a man. Bye-bye.
Now, the great comedy tradition on Broadway waned a little bit after the great vaudeville stars like Phil Silvers and Milton Berle and Beatrice Lilly sort of left the scene. But in the 1970s, they came back in a slightly more, what would I say, subdued way, more character-oriented way. We'll get to the section with two great songs from the 70s. The first is from a musical called So Long 174th Street, written by Stan Daniels, also known as Enter Laughing. And this song is about a butler who works for the most famous actor in Hollywood. It's a little risque, so those of you who need to, be in a non-risque world, this is your moment to go and, pour yourself a cup of coffee. But here is the butler song from Enter Laughing.
Yes, this is the residence of David Kollowitz, the famous film actor. No, this is Marlowe, the butler. Who is calling, please? Miss Garbo? No. I'm sorry, Mr. Kollowitz can't come to the phone right now. Pardon? What? Yes, of course I can tell you. Why not? He's screwing Dolores Del Rio. That's why he cannot speak to you. He's screwing Dolores Del Rio and may not be disturbed till he's through. No, he can't call you back at 5:30. At 5:30, he humps Alice Faye. Then Jean Harlow at 7, Mae West at 11, and somewhere between them, Faye Ray. No, tomorrow, I fear, is no better. He'll be bagging Jean Arthur at 10. Carol Lombard at 1, Mona Loy, Irene Dunn, half an hour for dinner, and then he's booked solid to midnight, at which time it's Dolores Del Rio again. Ta-ta for now. Yes, I could set you up an appointment, but the waiting list's endless, I fear. Ruby Keeler's been waiting 6 months now. Betty Davis for over a year. No, next Friday is out of the question. Cancellations are simply unknown. There's Miss Dietrich, and then it is time for Miss Bennett. No, Constance. On Tuesday, it's Joan. No, next Wednesday, you haven't a hope, miss. He schnupp Sylvia Sidney at 4. Then May Murray, May Clark, and then after it's dark. With L'Amour and Lamar, it's amour. Then as usual, just as a nightcap, it's Dolores Del Rio encore. There might be an opening in April. If you promise you won't take too long. You'd go right after Madeline Carroll and just before Anna May Wong. Oh, no, wait. That's not any good either. I'd forgotten these penciled in dates. There's Joan Crawford and then he must meet Sonia Henney. They're going to try it on skates. Please. It's no good you're weeping, Miss Garbo, and it's no use you're taking that tone. You can rave, you can rant, Mr. Kollowitz can't, simply can't come and talk on the phone. He's screwing Dolores Del Rio, and he wants to be, you know, alone.
Whoops and cheers. Stephen Sondheim got into the comedy act in his own way in Company, the 1970 musical about marriage, where he blended the rapid-fire patter style of Cole Porter and Noel Coward with a more contemporary anxiety. Here's V.N. Cox to sing a song that is not for amateurs. In fact, she was nominated for a Tony for her version of the song in 1995. So here's V.N. Cox, backed by Mary Testa, and David Costable singing one of Sondheim's most challenging songs.
Bless this deep pinnacle of life, husband joined to wife, the heart leaps up.
Can't find my shoes anywhere. Today is for Amy. Amy, I give you the rest of my life to cherish and to keep you, to honor you forever. Today is for
happily soon to be wife.
Pardon me, is everybody there? Because if everybody's there, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate you going even more. I mean, you must have lots of better things to do, and not a word of it to Paul. Remember, Paul, you know the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not, because I wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. But I thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
Bless this day.
My cufflinks.
On the dresser. Right next to my suicide note. Listen, everybody, look, I don't know what you're waiting for. A wedding, what's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I ever heard, and which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly you'll realize he's saddled with a nun, one coming, which he should to listen. Thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. Don't just stand there, I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Go, can't you go? Why is nobody listening? Goodbye, go and cry at another person's wake. If you're quick for a kick, you could pick up a christening, but please, on my knees, there's a human life at stake. Listen, everybody, I'm afraid you didn't hear. Do you want to see a crazy lady fall apart in front of you? It isn't only Paul who may be ruining his life. You know, we'll both must be losing our identities. I telephoned my analyst about it, and he said to see him Monday, but by Monday I'll be floating in the Hudson with the other garbage. I'm not well, so I'm not getting married. You've been swell, but I'm not getting married. Clear the hall, because I'm not getting married. Thank you all, but I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
Bless this bride. Totally insane, slipping down the drain, and bless this day in our hearts as it starts to rain.
Today is for
end. Go, can't you go? Look, you know I adore you all, but why watch me die like Eliza? Look, perhaps I'll collapse in the apse right before you all, so take back the cake, burn the shoes, and boil the rice. Look, I didn't want to have to tell you, but I may be coming down with hepatitis, and I think I'm going to faint, so if you want to see me faint, I'll do it happily, but wouldn't it be funnier to go and watch a funeral? So thank you for the 27 dinner plates and 37 butter knives and 47 paperweights and 57 candle holders. I am not getting married, but I'm not getting married. Still, I'm not getting married. See, I'm not getting married. Let us pray that we're not getting married today.
In many ways, the last grand hurrah of the Top Banana tradition happened not on Broadway nor at the Palace Theater, but in Culver City, California, on the MGM lot in 1939. This is where the Freed Unit assembled three of the great vaudeville singers and comics of all time, Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, and Burt Lahr, to play, of course, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion. The three of them got along famously. They knew each other from back in the day, and the musical makes such good use of their various persona, the floppy dance routines of Ray Bolger, the sort of breathless milquetoast tenor comedy of Jack Haley, and the boisterous, neurotic, insouciance of Burt Lahr as a Cowardly Lion. So let's hear a triptych of songs written for them by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. It didn't make it quite this way into the movie, but this was their original intention, and I think it's some of the finest comedy material ever written for anyone, and we all love The Wizard of Oz. So here is V.Ann Cox, David Costable, and Mary Testa to tell us about their deepest wishes and aspirations.
Said a scarecrow sitting on a pole to a blackbird sitting on a fence. Oh, the Lord gave me a soul, but forgot to give me common sense. If I had an ounce of common sense, I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers.
was consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching. If I only had a brain, I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I'd deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain.
Said a tin man, rattling his chips, to a straw man, sad and weary-eyed. Oh, the Lord gave me tin ribs, but forgot to put a heart inside. Then he banged his hollow chest and cried. When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy that shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony, above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart.
Said a lion, poor neurotic lion, to a miss who listened to him rave. Oh, the Lord made me a lion, but Lord forgot to make me brave. Then his tail began to curl and wave. Life is sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the vim and verve. But I could change my habits, never more be scared of rabbits, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying, I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. Oh, I'd be in my stride, a king down to the core. Oh, I'd roar the way I'd never roared before. And then I'd woof and roar some more. I would show the dinosaurus who's king around the forest, a king they better serve. With my regal beezer, I could be another Caesar if I only had the nerve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard, who will serve?
Then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
the nerve.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a wizard, ever a wizard there was.
If ever, oh, ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
That is the magic of live performance. Mary Testa, V.N. Cox, and David Costable singing the brilliant lyrics of Harburg and Arlen from our Comedy Tonight concert in East Hampton. We have our final Broadway to Main Street concert this Sunday, August 12th at 7:30. If you love the Gershwins, if you love show music, if you love the way show music has interacted with the warp and woof of American society, you won't want to miss it. Mr. Gershwin Goes to Washington. Well, let's conclude with the encore to our Comedy Tonight concert, another song by Harburg and Arlen. In fact, the next song they wrote after The Wizard of Oz, this one for a movie called The Marx Brothers at the Circus, and it featured one of Groucho Marx's signature songs, Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
Say, have you met Lydia? Oh, Lydia, the tattooed lady.
She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so.
Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoo.
On her back is the Battle of Waterloo.
Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too.
And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue.
You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La la la.
La la la.
La la la.
La la la.
Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso.
Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso.
Here's Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. And Godiva, but with her pajamas on.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Oh, Lydia, the tattoo lady.
When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson.
Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of them all.
She once swept an admiral clear off his feet.
The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat.
And now the old boy's in command of the fleet.
For he went and married Lydia.
I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
I said Lydia.
We said Lydia. Away.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.